and welcome to the March 1997 edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Bobby, and if you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number, 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. And if you are a DX Audio Service member and you wish to muse, the telephone number is 419-224-1609. And on the internet, you can send us email at w8hdu@wlio.com. Let's jump right into a look at AM Switch. Here's Jerry Starr.
DXAS Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Jumping right into reference number 401, just a few call letter changes on 1220 WIMN in Stillwater, Minnesota becomes WEZU. 1400 WWKN Battle Creek, Michigan changes to WRCC. And on 1600 WAQI, East Longmeadow, Massachusetts, changing to WMRE. One new station was applied for on 890 kHz in Julian, California. If granted, the station will have 250 watts in the daytime, 330 watts at night, and a U4 antenna. One grant of interest on 1240 CKLS in Lassar, Quebec, is moving to 102.1 FM and will relinquish their AM license when that FM is operational. And spotlighting down through otherness on 850 WREF, Ridgefield, Connecticut. This station now relaying WLAD. That's the 800 station in Danbury, Connecticut. On 1110 KJTT, Oak Harbor, Washington. This silent station has returned to the air. 1150 WLOC in Munfordville, Kentucky. This silent station has new owners. As a matter of fact, the mighty J-Corp Corporation bought this little station in Munfordville, Kentucky. They expect to return it to the air soon. 1230 WGGG in Gainesville, Florida has returned to the air. 1310 KEZM, Sulphur, Louisiana. They had an application for a synchronous transmitter in Lake Charles, Louisiana. That application has been dismissed. 1410 WIQR in Prattville, Alabama is back. This station had had its license canceled and its call deleted by the FCC, but after several pleadings to the commission has reinstated the license. What this means to us is the 1997 log was printed when WIQR was a non-station, so it does not appear on the 1410 page. If you have a printed NRC log, 1997 edition, please add in WIQR, Prattville, Alabama, on 1410, 5,000 day, 1,000 night, and a U4 antenna. And finally, on 1580 WNZT in Columbia, Pennsylvania, this silent station has been sold to the Lancaster County Blind Association and is expected to return to the air soon. And moving on to reference number 402, under call letter changes on 550, sorry to see this old three-letter call go off the AM band, KSD in St. Louis, Missouri, changing to KTRS. 850 WUTK Knoxville, Tennessee has a new call again. This time it's WIOL. 1170 WRJL Hanceville, Alabama becomes WXRP. 1190 WMAD Sun Prairie, Wisconsin becomes WNWC. This station was silent for a short time but has already returned to the air under the new call. On 1390 KGER Long Beach, California, changing calls to KLTX. This station may have been silent for a short period of time, but is back on the air now. 1430 WNWZ Germantown, Tennessee becomes WOWW. 1490 KSPE Santa Barbara, California, changing to KBKO. Also on 1490, KXLQ, Indianola, Iowa becomes KBAB. And on 1530, KWTR, Creedmoor, Texas, changing to KNEZ. Two new stations were applied for in reference 402. On 800 kHz, new station in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, will be 2600 day, 850 night, U4. And on 1340 in Rupert, Idaho, new station will be 1000 day and night with the U1 antenna, if granted. Those are both applications. Under applications from existing facilities on 690 CBF in Montreal wants to move to 95.1 FM, will surrender that clear channel license if they are successful in getting the grant for it, 95.1. There are several other stations competing for that frequency in the Montreal area. 1120 WKCE Maryville, Tennessee wants to change their city of license to Seymour, Tennessee. 1490 WOLF in Syracuse, New York. For many, many years, this station has held a construction permit to move to 1510 kilohertz. Several years ago, they applied to change the city of license for the 1510 construction permit to Lafayette, New York. And now, they're applying to change the city of license for 1510 back to Syracuse. Going around in the big circle. 1540 WSIV in East Syracuse, New York also wants to make some major changes. They apply to move to 670 kilohertz with 1500 watts in a D1 antenna. Grants to existing facilities on 860 WAMO, WAMO in Pittsburgh. Changes to 1000-day 830 watts night, a U4 antenna, and the city of license becomes suburban Millvale, Pennsylvania. On 1370, KTMG in Deer Trail, Colorado moves down the dial. They'll move to 820 kilohertz, where they will have 700 watts and a D3 antenna. And on 1490 WUSS, Atlantic City, New Jersey, this silent station is now back on the air. They're running 290 watts day and night, a U1 antenna, by diplexing into the antenna at WOND. And, of course, they have now moved their city of license to Pleasantville, New Jersey. And looking in otherness, on 550 CFNB in Fredericton, New Brunswick, this AM license has been canceled. The station has moved to 106.9 FM. 610 WSNG, Torrington, Connecticut, this silent station is now back on the air. 630 WDGY, in their new city of license, Hudson, Wisconsin, they used to be licensed to St. Paul, Minnesota, this silent station is back on the air from their new Hudson transmitter site. 680 KBRW Barrow, Alaska, our most northerly AM station. This silent station is now back on the air after making repairs from that transmitter fire they had several months ago. 890 WGTX Freeport, Florida. This station used to be on 1280 in Dufuniak Springs, Florida, up in the Florida Panhandle. They have now moved to 890, where they are operating with 2,500 watts and a D1 antenna. 990 WVNZ, the long silent facility in Richmond, Virginia. This silent station is now back on the air and using this new call. 1000 WKYB, Hemingway, South Carolina. This long silent station's license is canceled and the call has been deleted. On 1050 CFGP in Grand Prairie, Alberta, the AM license for this station has been canceled. Another Canadian moves to FM. They're at 97.7. On 1060 WHFB in Benton Harbor, Michigan, that construction permit to add a 1-watt night power is now on the air, and we'd be real interested in hearing from people from the Detroit area as to how well this 1-watt signal gets out. If their transmitter tower is located right in the middle of the population that they tend to serve, 1 watt might work. 1130 KTMR in Edna, Texas, this silent station also has returned to the air. And here's a surprise, 1140 WSLD in Soldotna, Alaska. This silent station has returned to the air. Last year, they publicly announced that they would not be returning, but evidently they had second thoughts. 1170 WBRW in Bridgewater Township, New Jersey. This silent station, has been off the air since 1990, finally got their new tower put up on January 21st and expects to return to the air before the February 9th deadline. They'll have 229 watts, a D1 antenna this time. 1210 WKNX in Frankenmuth, Michigan. This station has been announcing on the air that they will soon move to 1250 kilohertz. Evidently, they're planning on moving to the vacated facility of what used to be WXOX in Frankenmuth. We don't know if they plan a simulcast on both frequencies or not. To me, it really doesn't make much sense to abandon their present 10,000-watt clear channel frequency for 1,000 watts on a crowded regional frequency, so we'll keep an eye on that situation. 1330 KENU in Umpqua, Washington, another silent station that beats the deadline by returning to the air, as does WAMS 1380 in Wilmington, Delaware. This station has been silent since 1991 when its transmitter site was turned into housing. It is now on the air with a special temporary authority for 25 watts. They're diplexed into the WILM 1450 tower. They expect to eventually increase to 1,000 watts with a D1 antenna, but this STA at least gets it back on the air before the February 9th deadline. So if you hear WAMS on 1380, you're hearing a 25-watt STA. Pretty interesting. 1390 KFRA, Franklin, Louisiana, has gone silent. 1390 KSLM, Salem, Oregon. This silent station is back on the air from their new transmitter site, where they now are 5,000-day, 690 night, with a single tower, a U1 antenna. 1430 WMAK, Madison, Tennessee, has returned to the air. 1520 WHIC in Hardinsburg, Kentucky. Station's been silent for many years. The license finally has been canceled and the call deleted at the request of the licensee. 1530 WCEG in Middleborough, Massachusetts. This silent station has returned to the air and is carrying a reading service for the blind on AM. On 1580 WBGB, Mount Dora, Florida, the station just north of the Orlando Metroplex that's been silent since 1988, is reported to be running on-the-air tests in hopes of getting back on the air before the February 9th deadline. And finally, sliding up to the X-band on 1650, Los Angeles newspaper articles last week are claiming that the new station in Costa Mesa, California on 1650 will debut in March with the call KBTL, and will program the all-Beatle format that KGIL on 1260 has been using as a publicity stunt before announcing their new permanent format. According to the station, the temporary all-Beatle format was so popular that they are going to move it to the expanded band station on 1650 in March. So, West Coast people, check 1650 periodically and see what happens. And that'll wrap it up for this month's AM Switch. I'll see you in about 30 days with another big stack of stuff from the broadcast band. But right now, with a big stack of tapes from the broadcast band, here's Johnny.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hey, sorry we weren't in Florida during your annual visit to our Sunshine State, but as they used to say in Brooklyn, wait till next year. Oh, boy. Well, hey, you know, this has been a real good month for us. Tapes were received for the Travelogue and the Historical Moments segments from Dale Hamm and Mike Dukin. Real neat stuff about Red Barber, and we're going to work on later in the year, I hope, anyway. Gee, thanks. Thanks to you both for these great things you've sent in. And Mark Strickert captured some real good IDs for us in New Mexico. So thanks to everybody who's contributing to these columns for us here in the DX Audio Service. And today we start the trip across the country with our radio dial sealed at 1390. We got some real dandies for you here on this regional channel. The usual power for any station operating at 1390 is 5,000 watts, although, you know, in this one we got one in Ohio at nearly 10,000 watts, and we got one in Texas using less than 500 watts. So what do you say? Let's get started. Just about as far east as you can get in the continental United States on the March 1997 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
AM 1390 WEGP Presque Isle and AM 710 WREM Monticello, Aroostook County and Western New Brunswick's news and talk.
Mutual news. Investigators say a group of soccer fans headed for a World Cup match were the passengers aboard an ill-fated Learjet that has crashed near Washington.
You know, skipping across now to the Green Mountain State where it's always cold and windy.
As we head for a high 85 to 90 degrees. Well, maybe a holiday, but we're here with country music for you.
I remember when they were at 1400 on the dial and they moved down. Remember their time signal back in the 1980s?
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News.
A rip-off of WTIC. And just a couple of years ago, they took over the call letters of a rival station across the lake in Plattsburgh.
The Montreal Expos lost to San Diego 4-3. This is WKDR Burlington.
I'm Doug Limerick, the cockpit voice recorder from the value jet that plunged into the Everglades, now providing more clues.
And now just northwest of Worcester, Massachusetts.
WCAT in Orange, Massachusetts. -49 degrees on Brookside Road. This is the 9 o'clock WCAT News. I'm Cliff Anderson.
Okay, let's listen in over by that big rock on the eastern edge of the state.
You're in tune with the radio voice of America's hometown, WPLM and WPLM-FM in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Oh, yes, indeed. And now our last New Englander.
This is WFTC in Stamford.
Okay, a quick swim across Long Island Sound.
The Manhattan Shining Star on 1390 WRIV, the Shining Star of Riverhead.
Yeah, okay, we float up the Hudson River for about 90 miles now.
Right now, 50 degrees in OK Country on a Barbara Mandrell weekend.
That station's heard all the way north to Albany. Well, here we are in Syracuse now. It WFBL. That call sign was around for many years, but more recently they changed owners and format and call letters.
Share with your friends and coworkers how Christ has changed your life. Listen with them to exciting, life-changing radio, WDCW, Syracuse.
That's a terrific intro, isn't it? But it's time for us to move on.
Lion Country Radio.
And from the heart of Pennsylvania in Amish country. Okay, southward to the capital region now.
It's 77 degrees at 98.7 WMZQ FM Washington and AM 1390 WMZQ Arlington with back-to-back country.
They have a new call down there now. I'm going to be in Arlington between now and mid-March. I'll see if I can get it for you.
Stereo 1390, WEED, Rocky Mount.
It's the 11 o'clock hour, and WEED is proud to present My Life with Joe Huxford.
Life can be so good.
Yeah, we're in North Carolina now. Can you guess who gives this next identification station break?
All they want to do is win, whatever the cost.
WADA. WADA. WADA.
This is in Shelby, North Carolina.
Now, I know you've probably already heard all you want to hear this year about income tax.
I think that's right, yes. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, south to the Palmetto State.
WHPB. Belton, Honeypath, Williamston, Anderson, South Carolina.
Oh, boy. Well, let's go over to the Atlantic Coast and Fort Sumter next.
Just after 4 o'clock, and I'm John Quincy with another hour of light rock favorites on AM 1390 WCKG and 97 FM WXTC, Charleston.
If you leave me now, you'll take away...
Did you notice that FM call? Hold on just a minute, because... The WCKG call sign disappeared in 1991.
For Don Williams and for Susan Waters, this is Phil Cornblue. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is News on the Hour from 1390 WXTC AM Charleston.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant.
Okay, Deirdre. Back in 1992, Linda and I were near America's.
There's only one place to find people like them. Piggly Wiggly. Good people to know.
WISK, America's Good Morning.
The Labor Department has just reported that consumer prices were up 0.2% in April.
That's America's Georgia, by the way. But now, the Sunshine State.
Esta es WABP. WABP, Avon Park.
CRC, Cadena Radio Centro, el contacto noticioso entre usted y el mundo le informa.
Es necesario el respaldo del gobierno a la Comisión de Intermediación para la...
Okay, everybody stand up now as we go to the home of the Gators.
This hour is brought to you by Brazen and Cadillac Oldsmobile. This is WAJD Gainesville.
The cries of protest begin on Capitol Hill. From CNN headquarters in Atlanta, I'm Stan Case.
Okay, we're going to begin our northern swing now up into Alabama.
Cold tonight, low down to 37. A little bit warmer tomorrow, expecting a high up around 70. Tuesday, also sunshiny skies.
WHMA, AM and FM, Anniston, the hottest country in the Southland.
Next, over to the Mississippi shoreline.
24 hours a day with information and the music you love. 1390 AM on your digital radio, WROA, Gulfport, Biloxi.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Bob Schmitz. A red flag is being waved by an influential member of Congress when it comes to a tax cut.
I bet he is. How about the eastern part of Tennessee?
you for listening. You're tuned to AM 1390, WYXI, Athens.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News.
And westward next, toward the Mississippi River.
First in Jackson for great songs by the great artists. 1390 WTJS, Jackson.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bob Schmidt. President Clinton has been trying to convince conservative Democrats not to abandon his tax and deficit reduction plan, and he's been on Capitol Hill.
And we finally break through into the light of Ohio.
The home of the Bell Fountain Chieftain football team. WBLL Bell Fountain.
It was back to school for a lot of America's kids today, and that included President Bush. I'm Dave Adams on the Satellite News Network.
Okay. Now, here's where we come to some of Jerry Starr's IDs. This tape will hold all three changes of call letters that have occurred in Youngstown, Ohio over the recent years. And, of course, that's Jerry's home base. He's going to let us hear three of them. Let's start with this one here.
Radio 14 brags about Youngstown and the Youngstown Symphony Center, WFMJ, Youngstown, Ohio.
And then for a while, they used the older Jerry Starr call letters.
We're glad you're with us on the Pittsburgh Pirates Radio Network.
You're listening to the Pittsburgh Pirates on the Valley's sports leader. This is AM 1390, WHOT, Youngstown.
Leave it to batters.
And then last year, Linda and I recorded this station break there.
Keep up with CNN even when you're in the car. Hear live updates every hour on the hour throughout the day on 1390 AM Radio, WRTK Youngstown.
CNN Radio News, I'm Ken Main. This is day one for the defense in the O.J. Simpson murder trial, and the defendants...
Oh, boy, that was the original murder trial, I can tell you. By the way, WRTK is the most powerful United States station operating at 1390, right there in Youngstown, Ohio. It runs 9,450 watts, according to the log, so... Well, let's go up into Michigan and see what we've got up there in Charlotte, Michigan.
Federal bankruptcy judge has the final say. This is Kim Taylor on the USA Radio Network.
You're in tune to AM 1390 WNLF Charlotte.
Don't go away. You found hope for the heart.
Now, that station changed call letters, too, just recently.
This program is produced by ever-increasing faith ministries and you, our faithful friends and partners in this area.
When you write to ever-increasing faith, be sure to mention 1390 WLCM, Charlotte, Lansing. At 10 o'clock, news is next from USA.
USA Radio Network News, this is Bob Agnew. At the G7 summit in Tokyo, President Clinton will take a break.
Yeah, that one's a little bit better than the first one that we had. Now, Chicago has had at least four different call signs on this one frequency over the years.
WYNR 1390, where there's music,
much more
music, for Chicago
all day long.
It's a winner, it's WYNR.
Okay, that goes back into the 60s, but here's one from the 70s.
All around, this is the Get Away From It All station in Chicago. WNUS, Chicago.
How many of you remember when WVON was in Chicago?
834. I'm Greg Anthony.
Thank you, Greg. 1390 AM WVON, Chicago, with 16 years of total service to the black community. Good morning. It's Monday, the 10th of December, 1979. I'm the real Richard Steele.
Okay, and if you go to Chicago today...
WGPI Chicago.
AM 1390 on your dial.
Oh, that's what we have for you today on the travelogue, everybody. Next month, we're going to finish up 1390, and we'll be starting to assemble material for the 1410 tape that will begin in April, too, as a matter of fact.
But the irony of it all. I start with Jerry, I end with Jerry, and now I have to arm wrestle Jim Snowbarger. He always wins. He's smiling all the time, but he just takes the microphone over completely. So long, everybody. It's yours, Jim.
John, you're missing out on a really great year of sledding and shoveling. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Bandscan Column here on your DX Audio Service. Yeah, it's March. Isn't that great? Spring happens this month, and that makes me feel good. Well, this month we're going down to northern Alabama. We're going to see what it sounds like at Tim Hendel's location down in Huntsville this month on the Bandscan from your DXAS.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama, with a Bandscan from North Alabama. From a radio listening point of view, Huntsville is in a very interesting location. We're about 100 miles north of Birmingham and about the same distance south of Nashville. And for a fairly good-sized community, we don't have too many local stations on AM, so we're able to get lots of other stations. In fact, during the daytime, I can actually hear stations from 5 different states. Although a couple of these states, it's questionable whether you can consider these stations to really be listenable. To prepare this band scan, I used my low HF-225 tabletop shortwave receiver along with a quantum amplified loop antenna. This gives a sensitivity which is about the same as the GE Super Radio, maybe just a little better than the Super Radio, and it just made recording a little more convenient. I'd like to say before I begin that there are a few very faint stations that I left out. Also, sometimes there'd be a faint station underneath of a stronger station. If I couldn't get the faint station in the clear, I didn't record it. The quantum antenna is quite directional, so many times I had 2 stations on 1 frequency. And we begin with 2 rather faint stations, 540 WDXN Clarksville, Tennessee, 550 WDUN Gainesville, Georgia.
Right now it's 8:59 and 36 degrees. I'm Stephanie Cook from the WDXN News Center. ABC News is next.
I believe that should be Clarksdale rather than Clarksville. Well, I'm still a newcomer to this part of the country. 560 WHBQ in Memphis. I think this is the station that had the fame of playing the very first Elvis Presley record.
24-hour sports for Memphis and the Mid-South. You're listening to the big one. 456 WHBQ Memphis.
Of course it's a sports station. 570 WAAX Gadsden, Alabama, News Talk.
It's 8 o'clock, News Talk 570, WAAX, Gadsden, Anniston. Good morning. Time now for ABC News.
580 WELO, Tupelo, Mississippi, News Talk.
North Mississippi source for news, talk, and information. AM 580 WELO, Tupelo.
From the Mississippi Network, 590 WWLX, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Format, Southern Gospel.
WLLX, FM 97.5.
WWLX, AM 590. Lawrenceburg. Broadcast services of
from ABC News.
Don't you just love that accurate cueing? 610 WZZK Birmingham, a country station which just relays their FM.
Give it 10 play, kick it off another 12 in a row. Here's Colin Ray on Birmingham's New Country.
WZZK, WZZK, FM, Birmingham.
620 WKNI in Lexington, Alabama, one-on-one sports. For several days around the time I recorded these IDs, their cart machine was broken, and their ID was simply not running. This is what it sounded like.
Really, that's all it is.
Battles are set for Final Four weekend.
630 WAVU, Albertville, Alabama, Christian Country Gospel.
WAVU, Albertville, Boaz, Guttersville.
USA.
USA Radio Network News.
And we'll be hearing a lot of that USA Radio Network news sounder here in North Alabama. On 640, there are two stations which I can separate fairly well with a quantum antenna, WGST in Atlanta, News Talk, and WCRV, Collierville, Memphis, Christian.
Coming up, Atlanta's first news with Dennis O'Hare on News Radio, WGST.
Stay tuned for the USA Radio Network News. Coming up next here on AM 640, WCRV, Collierville, Memphis.
I think you all know what's on 650, and I think they deserve two IDs.
With round-the-clock updates and breaking news as it happens, depend on your news, weather, and traffic station. AM 650 WSM Nashville.
AM 650 WSM Nashville. The time, 11 o'clock.
Those two IDs were recorded at two different times. There's a sports station on 680 in Atlanta, which didn't give its call at the top of the hour. They just call themselves The Fan. 690 is another sports talk station. They are WJOX, and they're in Birmingham.
We keep track of all sports, so you don't have to. Sports talk station.
Gene Bartow will rejoin us in just a couple of minutes on WJOX Birmingham.
710 yields WZRS in Smyrna, Tennessee, and by turning the antenna, another station whose location I just can't figure out.
Meredith, with I'm on my way to the promised land. This is WZRS, AM 710 right here in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're joining the USA Radio Network News.
And finally, our first true local, 730 WUMP, Madison, Huntsville, The Ump. Of course, it has to be sports talk, and it carries the Atlanta Braves baseball.
730 WUMP, Madison, Huntsville.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to opening day. In my mind, the greatest day of the year.
750, of course, WSB, Atlanta. I don't know why this station doesn't come in better here, but listen to it.
You're listening to Braves Baseball on the Sports Voice of the South and the number one news station in the South. News Talk 750 WSB, Atlanta.
Now another local. They're actually located in Athens, Alabama, and they come in like a local during the daytime, but they're a little shaky at night here. WVNN 770, a talk station. They call themselves the Talk Monster.
This is 770 WVNN, Athens, Huntsville, Decatur, the Talk Monster.
Now what I'd call a semi-local, 800 WHOS, Decatur, Alabama. They simulcast with their FM and with a station in Huntsville on 1230. The country, and I think they only break away on Sunday mornings for a local church service.
WHOS, WDRM-FM, Decatur, Athens, Huntsville.
We have two stations on 810, WAPB, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Sports Talk, and WMSI, Jacksonville, Alabama, a new 50,000-watt station which seems to belong to Chuck Harder's For the People Network. WMSI must be very directional because it's 50 kilowatts, do not come into North Alabama very well. In fact, Murfreesboro predominates.
News Radio 810 WAPB, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, coming up on ABC News in about 10 seconds. Motion.
WMSR, 50,000 watts on 810 from Jacksonville, Alabama.
You can see the directional characteristics of the quantum loop. Now on 820, WWAM, Jasper, Tennessee. And they do the ID twice. And look at what they're presenting. And in the middle of the week, I couldn't believe it.
For God's word's sake, this is WWAM, Jasper, Tennessee. For God's word's sake, this is WWAM, Jasper, Tennessee.
When I started looking at the list of states that I could pick up during the daytime, this next station really surprised me. At 8:30 on the dial, we have a station in Kennett, Missouri. Yes, the state of Missouri. They refer to Kennett as being in the boot heel. that little part of Missouri that sticks down in the southeast near Memphis. Still, it's another state. They also refer to themselves as cotton country. I didn't know they grew cotton in Missouri. The AM log lists their call as KBOA, and I don't know if they still have that call or not, since my log is a few years old. I was never able to get a truly legal ID out of this station.
Well, now 67 degrees at the Blue Hills Weather Authority. Bill Russell, Country Gold, in today's favorite. The new Cotton Country AC.
But I hope you heard them say the boot heel, and lots of local news and ads allowed me to know where the station was. Now another station that's very weak, but that pushed up my state count, 840 WHAS.
Hey, it's Kentucky on its new, weather, and traffic station. News on the hour.
850 WYDE, Birmingham. ...870 WQRX, Valley Head, Fort Payne. Fort Payne is, in fact, the home of the country singing group, Alabama.
The hottest country in the heart of Dixie. WQRX, Valley Head, Fort Payne.
880 WMDB, Nashville. Sounds like a black station. I like the way they mention their power.
880 AM, WMDB, Nashville. With 2,500 watts of clear channel, awesome power.
890 WYAM, Hartselle, Alabama, a country station.
Web, WYAM, Hartselle, Decatur, Athens, Huntsville.
There's a black station in Birmingham on 900, which maybe could be heard if it weren't for the splatter of WYAM. But we're going to hear 910 WEPG, South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and that Pittsburgh is without the final H, and 920 WJRD, Russellville, Alabama.
AM 910, WEPG, South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Working on up there towards midday hour. Oh, let's see, it's also 66 degrees. Thought you might be interested in that also. Coming up, we have Tim McGraw off of his very first album. Self-titled Tim McGraw, and the song is called I Keep It Under My Hat. It's on AM 920 WJRD.
940 WCPC, Houston, Mississippi. This is one of those interesting cases of a 50,000-watt station in a very small town serving a large rural area. I don't know what they do at night, or if they're on at all at night. Probably in years past they did a lot of full-service community coverage, but now they seem to be limiting themselves pretty much to gospel, except for a local news and current events type thing over the lunch hour.
And now the WCPC area news.
WCPC, Houston, Mississippi.
950, we have two stations, WGTA, Somerville, Georgia, and WAKM, Franklin, Tennessee. Never did get an ID on the Franklin station.
Dixieland Delight. AM 950, WCTA, Somerville.
Local news on WAKM, cooler temperatures this weekend.
960 WERC Birmingham, a talk station.
This is WERC Birmingham. We take you now to the First United Methodist Church in downtown Birmingham.
970 WERH, Hamilton, Alabama, a small town station with a lot of gospel programming.
You're in tune to AM 970 WERH in Hamilton, Alabama.
980 WYFN, Nashville, religious programming.
WYFN, Nashville, something clean in the air.
Tim, you'll have to excuse me, but our clock just ran out for the month. Not to fear, however, we'll finish that up next month, take up right where we left off. A couple of the stations that Tim has listed here come into Iowa as well, it turns out, besides just the obvious of Louisville, Atlanta, and Nashville. They include WVNN on 770 around sunset, and also naturally the Memphis station on 640, which really causes havoc with our 1,000-watt WOI. Actually, it's 5,000-watt just before sunset over in Ames, about 40 miles away. So they're making it here and making a mark, too. Hey, if you'd like to contribute some material to the column, we'd love to hear from you. We look for that all the time. And we're in need of material. I've been saying it for months, but it's still true. So I wouldn't keep saying it weren't true. So let me hear from you, if you will. My name is Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R. And I accept mail, including band scans especially, at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. And you internet junkies can still reach me at jlsnow@fcseng.frco.com. Back to Lima. Fred?
Musings from members by phone.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, the editors, or publishers.
If you're DXAS subscribed, you can call our comment line at 419-224-1609.
You have 45 seconds.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens from Brown Summit, North Carolina, reporting a format change. 11:30 a.m. WCLW in Eden, just one county over from us, has changed satellite formats twice in the past 2 weeks. They were last week your station for great songs and great memories. Now they're this week. They're the, of all things, CRN Cable Radio Network. Wonder what they'll be next week. 7-3.
Hi, Mike Dukin calling on Sunday, February the 2nd, with a format switch in the Duluth Superior area. KXTP AM in Superior on 970 has switched formats. They are running Westwood One's AM-only format for several years. And now in the last couple of weeks, they have switched. They are now running the Satellite Music Network's real country format, and they're calling themselves Kix Country 970, although they do have a locally produced morning show that is pretty good. And it was mentioned in the AM switch that KQDS in Duluth on 1490 was off, and now they're back on. Well, to my knowledge, I don't think they ever went off. And we do have a new station in the area. WDGY in Hudson, Wisconsin, is on the air. They came out in the middle of January. They're running an oldies format from the Jones Satellite Network, with the exception of a locally produced program about a couple of days a week.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on the 3rd of February. On Wednesday, the 29th of January, Rick Dees made an announcement on his morning show on KISS in Los Angeles, and what he basically said was that starting in 1998, KIIS-AM will broadcast the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that they will be 50,000 watts. And as of right now, they are running a compilation of old baseball recordings and who's on first, Abbott and Costello, that type of thing. And I don't know how they're going to accomplish goals 50,000 watts.
Fred and audio service subscribers, good morning from Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. We would like to tell you that 1530 WCEG Middleborough, Massachusetts is now broadcasting the Massachusetts Radio Reading Network 24 hours a day. And this has been going on for like a couple of weeks, I guess. Also, the question, since all Canadian stations, most Canadian stations are going to relinquish their AM frequencies in order to go to FM, what is going to happen to the AM dial in Canada when, if all the AM stations cease to exist? That is my question. Thank you very much.
This is Paul Burkhart on the 5th of February with a couple of requests for band scan. I don't think we've ever heard anything from the island of Bermuda or from the Bahama Islands or from the Tidewater area of Virginia, or from the Hawaiian Islands. So if anyone can get a market scope or a band scan of that area, that would be most interesting. Thank you so much.
Hi, John Sanders from Diamonddale, Michigan. In 1996, 88.1 and 810 are simulcasting these callers. 88.1 is now WLGH, the light, and they are broadcasting.
Hi, Fred. Paul Burkhart, Watertown, Massachusetts, on the 11th of February. On the 7th, we have two new stations in Boston, WRPT 650 in Ashland, Massachusetts, affiliated with the Talk America Radio Network. And 1060, you have WJLT, that's J-Light 1060, Natick, Worcester, Boston.
Greetings, all your service members. This is John Sanders. Correction on that 810 facility, that is on, that the slogan is Magic 810 WMJH.
This is Jody Corsi from Summit, Illinois. 1160 WJJD is now simulcasting with 104.3 oldies station. They will soon be, WSCR will be moving to 1160 from 820. All sports all day long and all night long. So, strange stuff going on here in Chicago. Bye for now.
Hi, Joe Williams from Hackettstown, New Jersey. It's February 14th. WBRW from Bridgewater, New Jersey is back on the air. I just picked them up yesterday afternoon. Evidently, they've been on the air for about a week at 1170 on the AM dial. Non-directional, according to my book, 229 watts. They've been off the air for 6 or 7 years. They've been on with music, no commercials, no news, no anything.
And that's what you had to say on this edition of the Muses, but we're out of time here on Side 1. We'll flip over to Side 2, and we'll continue on with the musings to the members and some answers. So we'll see you on Side 2 of this cassette.